So what support is the government offering to make the Bakerloo Line extension a reality?
Well, Simon Hughes has been very clear with me about the importance of the Bakerloo Line extension for this part of London, and that's why we're providing funding to TfL to carry out a detailed study into the project alongside other transport projects that they consider might be important for the future of London. That's something that the central government is helping to support in order to make sure that this project is one that can get the go-ahead in a timely fashion. I think it's something which could really offer a lot of benefit to this part of London, which is, you know, not as well served by public transport as other parts of London, and it's a very busy juncture, as you can hear. And so I'm, you know, delighted that the government's getting behind it, and I've signalled in the National Infrastructure Plan that it's one of the projects that we see as being very important for the future of London.
And plans to extend the Bakerloo Line have been talked about for many decades. What's different this time? Why should local residents not feel cynical that this is just more deferring a decision into the future?
Well, I believe that the idea of extending the Bakerloo Line has been talked about since it was completed in 1906. So I can understand why people might be concerned about that. But I think this is the first time that a government has signalled a commitment to this extension. It's the first time it's been included in the National Infrastructure Plan. The work that TfL are taking forward is designed to shape the future of large-scale investment in transport projects in London. Obviously, there's a massive investment going on in Crossrail at the moment. We have to now consider what comes after that. It seems to me that this is one of the options that has the most powerful, both social and economic case.
Your party argues for devolution in many cases, powers to cities and an even more local level. Doesn't the fact that you're here today show that in London it's really the Treasury that the important decisions are made, not at City Hall? Where does the balance fall between on big London infrastructure, between decisions by the mayor and decisions by central government?
Well, it's got to be a collaborative process, actually. I mean, you know, you have in London a very strong devolved infrastructure. TfL is a London body accountable to the mayor and the Greater London Assembly. And that's important, that you have that accountability. But of course, when you've got schemes that are costing many, many billions of pounds that call upon the resources of the whole country to fund, and not just London, then there has to be a role for central government. And I think what you see on this particular project is a strong degree of collaboration, a consensus forming, a sense that this is the right thing to do, coming from both the centre and from the London government. And so I hope that it can be taken forward in that way. And obviously, with the strong support of Simon Hughes and other local representatives, I think it has got a great chance of success.
When the GLA was set up and Ed Davey and Tom Brake and I were on the bill, we argued then for additional powers to come to the London Authority, A, over all railway services, commuter railway services, and we believe there should be integrated transport run by London government, and also the NHS. We argued for the NHS in London to be devolved at that stage. So, you know, we have been absolutely leading that debate all the time, leading it in opposition, Labour resisted, leading it in government, and probably it's been the biggest transfer of power from central to London, to regional English authorities in this government ever. But the really different thing for me is that for the first time ever, the governments of the day have said, this is something we support, we're investing in, we're backing, we're taking a continuing interest in, which makes it much more likely to happen. Because if it was to slow down, if TfL, you know, decided it was going to slow down, then there are allies in government who can say, come on guys, you've got to get on with it. So there are new friends at court.
I was talking to Harriet Harman earlier this week, who was quite clear that if Ed Balls is the next Chancellor, that a Labour government would look very favourably on an extension of the Bakerloo Line. Doesn't that mean that as far as this issue is concerned, people can be confident that this scheme will likely go ahead, whoever wins the election?
Well, I mean, it's good that Labour are supportive, and we don't have any problem about that, and Adele and her colleagues on the council have made clear it's a cross-party issue. That there is a tension. We have argued unequivocally that we should see two lines from here diverting and coming back, and we've been really clear about that. I'm not always clear that that's what I hear from our Labour colleagues, who appear sometimes to be saying the Camberwell-Peckham route is the preferred route. I don't think you can do that. And when I spoke to Danny and when I spoke to the Chancellor, I argued very strongly that certainly at this stage we go forward with both proposals, not least because until you've done a full evaluation, you can't possibly work out the cost benefit and the regeneration opportunity. There are two different sorts of regeneration opportunities. The Oak Kent Road one has lots of opportunity unfulfilled yet. Camwell and Peckham have different ones, but it's a much more intense development. There's not the same space down that route. So we're very clear, both routes are on the table, and I hope, whoever the government is, that government will continue what Danny and his colleagues have started and make sure the pressure is kept up. I will be doing that from government or opposition. And the very fact TfL have now started to say we can do it in 10 years, shorter time, is really encouraging.